tonight. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. A judge refuses a request from former President Trump to delay his hush money trial.
The trial is slated to start April 15th, but the Trump defense team is hoping to put it off until after the Supreme Court rules on the former president's immunity claims. Judge Juan M. Mershon criticized the former president's attorneys for filing the request so soon before jury selection. Meanwhile, lawyers for the former president want the judge to recuse himself because of his daughter's work at a firm that was hired by Vice President Kamala Harris.
Fox's Jill Nadeau. This is Special Counsel Jack Smith's office issued a warning to the judge presiding over Trump's classified documents case to not issue jury instructions they say rest on a flawed legal premise. President Biden said to speak by phone tomorrow with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu days after an Israeli airstrike killed several aid workers in Gaza. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says the president has been frustrated with some operations in Gaza.
One of the reasons why we plan to have continued conversations with them about Rafah is because we don't believe that a major ground operation against those Rafah battalions those Hamas battalions in Rafah is the right approach.
But he says Israel continues to have the support of the U.S. as it battles Hamas. Salvage efforts continue at the site of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. But Governor Wes Moore says the bad weather is having an impact.
The water is so murky that salvage divers cannot see more than 2 feet in front of them.
Governor Moore says the number one mission continues to be closure for the families of the men whose bodies have not yet been recovered. Wall Street, the Dow lost 43, the Nasdaq added 37, the S&P plus 5 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Ukraine is taking steps to add more troops to its depleted military ranks in the war with Russia.
A new law signed by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky lowers the military conscription age from 27 to 25 in an effort to replenish its depleted ranks more than 2 years after Russia's invasion. It was passed by Ukraine's parliament last year. Officials have not given details on how many new soldiers the country is expected to gain as Ukraine prepares for an expected summer offensive by Russian troops. Ukraine has banned men younger than 60 from traveling abroad, which has led to many evading the draft in various ways. Commanders say they don't have enough soldiers to launch offensives against Russia, a country with a population of more than 3 times that of Ukraine. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The job market is showing more signs of resilience.
Payroll processing company ADP says 184,000 new jobs were created by private employers last month. Job creation was stronger than expected, and employees were being paid more. Annual pay rose 5.1% over a year ago. ADP's chief economist Neela Richardson says March was surprising, not just because of higher pay, but because the three biggest increases for job changers were in construction, financial services, and manufacturing. Richardson says inflation has been cooling, but ADP's data shows pay is heating up in both goods and services. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Instead, George Carlin has agreed to settle with a podcast company, Dudezy, after it sued over an hour-long comedy special the company produced using artificial intelligence. The company agreed to take the special down and not use Carlin's voice, image, or likeness in the future. The settlement still needs the approval of a federal judge. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.